It's a very convoluted article, and often young people will mistake something that's twisted and curled around as smart, as quote unquote brainy and intelligent. And young people who are go to, you know, who've already got caught in the net of wanting to jump through the hoops, which is what universities have identified, the ones who are really, really wanting to be the best of the best of the best. Those are the ones, you know, they just, Plato told them, you need this intermediary rank or class of folks willing to betray their brothers and sisters. Well, that's all the university is, truly. And so I often, when I read, okay, now I gotta skip over, we'll probably come back to him next week, because I just find it really interesting, his attempt at redefinition here. I was confirmed in my suspicion that he's writing for youth and universities by a column by a gentleman, Connor Grubau, in the April 15th, 2013 edition of the Daily Cal, UC Berkeley's student paper. And I was confirmed in my belief that David Brooks is targeting young people in universities. This guy is a reader of David Brooks and mentions him in this column. The column is called The Promise of Online Education. Now, they're pushing this big time because they know that Plato is right. You gotta keep the cattle from thinking, right? And of course, if you don't have money, you're not gonna go to university, so you can't be herded in the university. Your thought can't be corralled if you're a commoner who is trying to think, which, as we're cut off from the job, more and more of us tend to do, coincidentally, because that's earth in us. That's our nature, is to figure things out. Well, how do you corral the folks who they can't corral otherwise? Give them access to the prestigious universities, online education, which they'll let you access free. You know, I'm sure that would change if they could hook enough. Right now, few takers. No thanks. I mean, because I think more and more of us are figuring out that that it's a con, that through our own efforts, linking up with those ancestors and those brothers and sisters who truly want for us to be big, to have access to our full human gifts, we don't go to university for that. I can testify. Yes, I can. So they're pushing this online education thing big time. And I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to focus on one thing he says, because what this guy is doing is exactly what we talked about on a previous show that Virginia Woolf wrote about. He is accepted this con of the two worlds. There's the ones who require the deeper thought, who think deeply. Those are the ones in universities. And then it's the, you know, the commoners who just want, you know, they want technical skills. And that doesn't require university. That's, let them go to this online education thing, because they are not, quote unquote, thinkers. And as his, this is his little anecdotal proof of his belief that we are not thinkers, we commoners. I bet he tells this, this is his proof that I'm sure he cites over and over and over as this is his link to the real world. Anyway, this is what he says. Quote, I've argued for classical education in the past, but I know that Walden and Julius Caesar, as much as I love them, aren't for everyone. My father was an adjunct professor at a California community college in the Sacramento area a few years ago. He met a student one day who'd been attending a two-year institution for 10 semesters. That's 3 years longer than the expected time to earn an associate degree. And he was still a freshman. For students like the young man my father taught, for American industrial workers left without jobs after production line outsourcing, for anyone left behind in the relentless race of the modern economy, online education just might hold the promise of the future. Oh, yeah, no, don't count on it, Mr. Grubau. Don't count on it. Don't count on it, power. We are not going to turn our brains and minds over to you anymore. We don't have to. We have the means of thinking thoughts simultaneously. And it's time now to seize that opportunity and drive it home in one generation. Otherwise, we're passing this on to the next. And that's not fulfilling our obligation to life. Till next week, peace.